The Mars rover Spirit is preparing to explore the 4-billion-year-old crater in which it sits after a perfect landing on Saturday. Before the rover rolls off of its lander platform in a week or so, NASA's flight team needs to make some preparations. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with project scientist John Grant about what the rover has to do.
The landing on Mars was better than scientists dared hope, and now the robotic rover Spirit is sending back pictures furiously. John Grant, welcome.
Hi.
Are you seeing in these pictures what you expected to see?
The floor of the crater, in many ways, looks like we would have expected it to look, as our orbital views had sort of provided us examples of things on the resolution of about 10 feet across. But because we couldn't see things that were down at the meter scale or something the size of a picnic table, for example, those were hazards that we could have encountered on landing. And so we're very happy that those sorts of surprises weren't there to stop us from getting where we wanted to be.
Tell us what Spirit has to do before it can actually move out and start exploring this terrain that it's on. I mean, it has to unfurl completely, lots of little things it has to do for itself.
Yeah, the rover is actually folded up very tightly on itself. The engineers have done an amazing job of fitting all this hardware into a very small space. And as Steve Squires, the principal investigator for the mission, has described, a sort of process of reverse origami has to take place, where the rover actually unfolds itself very carefully and then stands up, looks around, and then we have to pick a direction that it's actually going to roll off in terms of starting to do its geologic fieldwork on the surface.
How far can it go in the few days from now when it moves out?
Well, depends on who
you
ask.
Are you wondering
yourself? No. Given sort of a really good day and what we might hope to accomplish, we're talking on the order of up to 40 to 50 meters or, you know, on the order of over 100 feet a day.
That still seems like not that far on the surface. If you think of, you know, the Earth, one would wonder how much you can learn about the surface of Mars from just this one little area.
Because there are rocks scattered around the surface and because we have these incredible instruments that can tell us something from afar, we can pick and choose and go to the ones very efficiently that are going to maximize our science. So the mobility here not only allows us to sort of get a changing landscape, but it allows us to become, once we get used to using the tools on Mars, very efficient with picking the right targets.
Spirit has a twin robotic rover. It's called Opportunity, and that's due to land in a few weeks. What's its mission?
Well, if you look at the instruments on the rover, they are sort of best suited to a couple of different kinds of things. For example, you could go out and look at the landscape and try to answer the question about what role water had played in shaping it. And you could also go out and look at the rocks on the surface of the landing site and try to evaluate the history of water there from that perspective. And so we've sort of selected a mineralogical kind of landing site where we're going to go and look at what's in the rocks. And that would be this Meridiani site that is going to be impacted by Opportunity in about, 17 or 18 days now.
And the Meridiani site is just a different site altogether on Mars.
It's a different site altogether. There's a mineral known as gray hematite. That's a mineral that some folks here on the Earth would be familiar with from the perspective that's often used in jewelry. And gray hematite, at least on the Earth, is often associated with water in terms of its formation. And so that's in stark contrast to the Gusev site, where we're going there to look for the history of water based on the fact that there's this large channel that appears to have flowed into a crater and flooded it in the past. It's a different kind of site. We're going to ask different kinds of questions, but the goal is the same, to understand the role that water played in shaping the surface there.
John Grant is a member of the science team for the Mars landing. He helped select the landing site. He's also a staff member at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.